day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 24th, 2006, the feast of the ordination of Florence Lee Timoy. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. So says St. Paul in one of the most famous and indeed most beautiful passages from his letter to the Galatians. It is one of the selections for today, when we recall the ordination of Florence Lee Timoy, the first woman priest in the Anglican Communion. Lee Timoy was born in 1907 in Hong Kong. Her father called her Much Beloved Daughter. At the time of her baptism, she chose the name Florence to honor Florence Nightingale, and in 1941, she was ordained a deaconess. So far, her life was not much different than many other women who served the church in that time and place. However, World War II would soon intrude on Hong Kong. While the Japanese occupied Hong Kong, it was impossible for priests to travel from place to place in order to preside at the Eucharist. But Florence Lee Timoy would not let the war intrude on her ministry. She continued her work even in the absence of priests. Bishop Ronald Hall of Hong Kong saw the work she was doing and knew clearly that her people followed her as a priest, and he ordained her to that order on the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, January 25th, 1944. But it was not to be a smooth way forward for her ministry. When the war ended and it became clear that Bishop Hall had ordained a woman to the priesthood, there was a great deal of controversy. To defuse the conflict, Florence Lee Timoy agreed not to function as a priest until her ministry could be more widely accepted throughout Anglicanism. Nevertheless, many continued to consider her a priest. She suffered during the Cultural Revolution in China, even being accused of counter-revolutionary activity and undergoing political re-education. It was not until 1981 that her priesthood was widely recognized again. In that year, she was licensed as a priest in the Diocese of Montreal, and also in Toronto, where she lived until her death in 1992. I give this slightly more detailed account of her life than is customary in these podcasts, because I want it to be clear that Florence Lee Timoy was not a self-seeking opportunist, but rather a faithful servant of God who followed her call to some very unlikely and frankly scary places. I am ashamed that her bravery was met with so much cowardice on the part of the wider church, which considered her inconvenient and tried to ignore her for so very long. I thank God for the life and ministry of Florence Lee Timoy and all the women priests she inspired, even if they didn't know how much they owe to her. Our church is richer for her ministry. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for calling Florence Lee Timoy, Much Beloved Daughter, to be the first woman to exercise the office of priest in our communion. By the grace of your Spirit, inspire us to follow her example, serving you with patience and happiness all our days, and witnessing in every circumstance to our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the same Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul the Apostle. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.